beds. You don't necessarily have to eat your suda yet. So that would circumvent any issur of fasting. Or one could, of course, with Pesach HaShacharach L'chus Tefillah, one would be permitted to drink water before davening. I think we may have mentioned this list also, that to drink before Kiddush, even to drink water before Kiddush is a problem. But before davening, when you haven't yet been nischayev in Kiddush, so then technically speaking, you can't actually drink water. You can't have much other than water because you're not supposed to be eating or drinking before davening. But according to Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to drink on a regular day before davening, and therefore you're allowed to drink before davening on Shabbos morning also. Hein mitam davening is not a misur according to Mechaber of Losochel Adam in terms of just water. Hein mitam drinking before Kiddush because you're not nischayev yet in Kiddush. So there are those who disagree with the Shulchan Aruch back in the first field. There are those who have the practice never to drink even water before davening. But again, if you go with the equals to Shulchan Aruch, so then that would be an easy way to avoid any prohibition of fasting on Shabbos Beschatzels. So according to Shulchan Aruch, you have to get something before Chatzels, but it need not necessarily be the Suda proper. Nevertheless, there are others who are of the opinion that one is required to eat the Suda Shabbos Baboker, and Baboker is defined by the Halach before Chatzels Hayom. So the Rambam sounds this way, the Chashulchan has been dyed this way, and again, this is not the... It's not written in Shulchan Aruch, doesn't appear in the Ramah, doesn't appear in the Magen Avraham, doesn't appear in Mishneh Berurah, so many Poskim don't have this idea. But there are others who are machped on this, so this is has become why you should kind of chumrah in certain circles. They never heard of this chumrah, but in our world, so this is a fairly common practice, then you have this practice. But again, those who follow the Machab and the Ramah, the Mishneh Berurah don't and aren't necessarily a chayshish for this. What about the Zman for Suda Shlishis? This gets a little bit more complicated. So there is a machlekes in Rishonim whether Suda Shlishis has a zman and it has to be dafka in the afternoon, which is a little bit strange because if you hold that Suda Boker has to be dafka by Boker, so then the parallel is that Suda afternoon has to be in the afternoon. If you hold that Suda Boker, like the Mechaber says, doesn't really have to be in the morning, so Banish Shana that Suda in the afternoon has to be dafka in the afternoon, so it's hard to understand that. But Lamais, that's what the Shulchan Aruch writes, that Suda Boker doesn't have that absolute time frame, whereas So the shlishis has to be dafke after in the afternoon. What's called in the afternoon? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes after Zman of Mincha Gedoyla. So it's a half hour after Chatzai. That's a question where that came from exactly. But not everyone agrees to that. But Shulchan Aruch writes it has to be after the Zman of Mincha Gedoyla. When is the Sof Zman for the shlishis? So the Sof Zman is when Shabbos is over. So the problem is that hopefully we'll talk about this in weeks to come about when exactly Shabbos ends. Of course, the loaded controversial question, Rabbi Nashmashas, there's a time between Shkia and Seis, so we're not sure whether it's Yom HaLayla. So should one be eating Shlishis during that time of Nashmashas? So there are two concerns with that practice. Number one is that why should I fulfill my mitzvah at a time it's only a Safi Shabbos? Maybe you want to argue Safi Dabar Lakula, maybe right through the bake, okay, maybe, but still, why should I go run to eat my Shlishis Dafka at a time which is not even sure that it's still Shabbos? And number two, once Shabbos is over, which again, I don't even know exactly when that is, then I become Ischayv and Avdallah. Once I become Ischayv and Avdallah, I shouldn't really be eating at that time. So it really makes sense that I'm not really supposed to be starting my Suda Shlishis after it becomes already a Suffolk, whether it's even Shabbos anymore. But for this reason, since we have mentioned a little bit, hopefully again, we'll talk about this in weeks to come, how in most of our communities, we for the most part adopted the model of Zman HaYom Levon Nagon, which basically means that after the sun sets, astronomical sunset shkia, which was a couple of minutes ago tonight, so that's already a suffix laila, and therefore it would not be really appropriate to begin shalosh shudis after shkia. Why don't you really try, if at all possible, to begin shalosh shudis, eat the kezayis, eat the amount that you have to eat for suda shlishis, one should really begin to eat that before shkia. If one began before shkia and ate the kezayis and wants to continue to eat after shkia, that's okay. That's not called an isser of eating before Abdullah since he started with the Yom. Once you bench, then it will become also to eat before Abdallah. But Kozman is still in the middle of the Suda, so that would technically be okay. So once you really try to begin this, to the Shlishis, maybe Odyom. Sometimes you find yourselves in a little bit of a pickle, you're invited out as a shul, and I went some Mapper and Shkia. So this is part of a global question, how make it going to be if you were to get the Shkia. So there are different opinions about this. Again, we'll talk about this more when we talk about the Sofas Man of Shabbos, the Sefer Shabbos, Pechino himself, Love His Neighbors, all that above. That's going to touch a lot on the Zman HaYom, Rabbi Natam, and the Gra, and Sfeikis, and all those kinds of aspects of the Sigi. But again, under normal circumstances, one tries to fulfill the mitzvah of the Shlishis, maybe on Yom. So there is a certain time element in terms of the Shlishis. So should Shalosh Shudis precede Mincha, or vice versa? So there are two practices that are quoted in the Rishonim about this. And it would appear that in the world of a pure nigla, so it would be more correct for a person to daven mincha first. In general, there's a question. The Mishnah, the Gemara's perspective of Shabbos, talks about sitting down to have a meal before mincha with Shabbos. I mean, stop sitting down to have a meal before daven mincha. So that in and of itself but potentially a problem. And again, we're a little bit more lenient about this. Sure, in the Yom Chagdol, Yom Chagdol, and Surugdol, Surugdol, a lot of different factors that go into this equation. Why would be a little bit more lenient about some of these shaylas? But again, if all else is equal, then the more correct thing to do is to try to daven mincha first. Sometimes it's not practical, and in Ashul, we just, even before COVID, we don't really have the setup for a weekly Shal Shittas. We have Shal Shittas once in a blue moon, but it's kind of hard to set up in terms of having a real Shal Shittas. So we have really no choice. So we encourage people to eat Shal Shittas before they come to Mincha, and then give a Shiyam to Mincha Meir. If some people like to daven at the early Mincha, so we have a 2 o'clock Mincha, okay, so different Eitzes. Those who are so machbit, I imagine that's the reason why everyone's running to a 2 o'clock Mincha. Either they're running to 2 o'clock Mincha, so they're not stuck listening to the rabbi, or they run to 2 o'clock Mincha, they want to be so machmed, each Shal Shittas, you have to daven Mincha, they want to be chayshed, they want to be choshed in sitting down to Suda Ketana after Mincha Gedoyla, you know. At that expense, they miss a 40-minute shift from Rabbi Zablowski. So again, I don't want to say which way I would encourage people to do it, but give a duffer. But again, that's in the pre-COVID world. So whatever it is, so again, in a perfect world, so one would be davening Mincha early. But we don't always live in such a perfect world, so sometimes you end up having to eat Shal Shittas before Mincha. When it comes to eating a Shal Shittas, so I think we mentioned last week that the Lord Rabbeinu Tam had a unique sheet in that Shal Shittas can be eaten simply by Mide Tagima, which point to somebody to be fruit, or others would be mezaitis, or others would be some fish, or cheese, or meat, or cheese on Shabbos afternoon, but meat or something. So those kinds of foods would suffice for Suda Shlishis, but again, we don't really follow the Rabbeinu Tam, and we shouldn't be following that view. We should be insisting on washing with Lecha Mishnah, the words, the regular Suda, Suda Shlishis as well. So it's all that we just mentioned in terms of the picture of what Suda Shlishis is supposed to be and when Suda Shlishis is supposed to be, that of course creates the dilemma that's, according to some, impossible to really solve properly. And that's when you have Erev Pesachos B'Shabbos. So the basic root of the dilemma, I think everyone at this point should be familiar with, is that the regular menu that we would insist on B'Shal Shudas obviously is not really an option on Erev Pesachos B'Shabbos for the following very simple reasons. Since we're following the view of most of the Rishon Lezion in the time that we have to wash the Shal Shudas, what exactly are we going to wash on? So we're not going to wash on Challah. Again, Shulchan Aruch tells us that the Shlishis has to be in the afternoon. So we have to, in the afternoon, already Challah is way off limits already. By the time you get around to this Man of Shal Shudas, so it's already according to many Rishonim, Nisa Deraisa, you come to that point. Even according to those Rishonim who maybe hold that it's not Nisa Deraisa, there's still other Rishonim, there are Bonim and Bayiraz and Tashbisas. And the bottom line is nobody should be eating Chametz at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Erev Pesach. So obviously eating Chametz is out of the question. What about eating Matzahs? Eating Matzahs also out of the question for a significantly less, severe problem, but it's still a problem. It's not actually a Bavli at all. It's a Talmud Yerushalmi. It tells the Mi'ev Rabbi Pesach, of course, from Yerushalmi. It says that the person eats matzah on Erev Pesach. That's called Balar Sasek Beveis Chomiv. The same way the person is Makadosh and Isha, he can't, doesn't have enough patience to wait a little bit till he has Nesuin, Shem Brachas. So he jumps the gun, it's Balar Sasek Beveis Chomiv. So that's an Isser, according to most, that's only an Isser Derabbanan. So the Yerushalmi says, it's Otto Therapacy. You can't wait a few hours to eat the matzah properly. So you jump the gun, you ate the matzah before, and that's an Issam Midirabbanan, the matzah on Erev Pesach. So the Sami Shadim write that just as the din is that Kalab Lo Bracha, the Sula Balkanida, that in order for a Rusa to become Mutta to her husband, they have to have Nisuin and they have to have Shem Brachas. So if you don't have Shem Brachas under the Chuppah, so according to many Rishonim, that's a problem. The says the Masechet Kala, Masechet Kala opens up, Masechet Kala is a compilation of brises that appears in the end of the Masechet of Zara. Of the Tanoim, so it says in the Braisa, Kala b'lo bracha su l'bayi l'kinida, that if a Kala hasn't yet experienced a bracha, she hasn't had the brachas on the chuppah, so she's not permitted to her husband. The washing kinida is a little bit of a guzma, doesn't mean it's misakaris. It means that just as a nita is a surah, so to Kala b'lo bracha is a surah. There's a machlaikis a paiskim, what does that phrase mean? Some paiskim can say that Kala b'lo bracha doesn't really mean shev bracha. Bracha just means nesuin. Since nesuin are done at the time, I'm sorry, since shev brachas are done under the chuppah at the time of nesuin, so Kalb L'Bracha means that a Kalb without Nesu'im, which is basically just a restating of this Issa, or Bola Rishasim V'Yitzchalim. And other Rishonim say, no, it means mamish labracha. It means even if you had the suin, even if you stood under the chuppah, even if that means chuppah, it's not clear that's the suin. Or you went to the yichidur and you did everything, but you didn't have shem brachas under the chuppah. So then she's still a suin. That's a bit like a sapaiskin. So there are some Rishonim who say that since the Rishonim makes that dimyan between the yisur bola resas and v'ischamiv and the yisur v'ni matzah, so you don't want to eat matzah until you make shem brachas. What are the shem brachas? So Rishonim starts scrounging around to figure out what are the seven brachas that are said, but the lela said it before you get around to eating the matzah. The bar priya gofen and the kiddush and the bar priya dama for karpas and then you have to go all yisrael bar priya gofen until sedayim hamotzech as matzah depending how you count the cheshbon but you have a second bar priya gofen you don't have it in the chagim the rishonim you have to scrounge around to make sure that you ended up with seven brachas in order to fulfill this din of matzah lo bracha like bolar sasa beischan again that's a little bit of quasi derech drush but again this idea appears a little bit in rishonim. But back to the story, so basically, hands are tied, we're eating chametz, eating matzah. We have a minute, we stopped eating matzah. Many people stopped eating matzah from Purim, from Rosh Nisan, or, you know, so that was only B'tar's minute, but B'tar's din, so you can't eat matzah on Erev Pesach. Shalom Mishayna, but that is, it starts the night before Erev Pesach, only starts in the morning, whatever it is, the mice can't eat matzah. But can't eat chametz, like can't eat matzah. So I'm 0-2, strike out. So there's a machlekes, haposkim, what do you do? So I can't eat chametz, can't eat matzah, therefore what? So some poskim say, see, do nothing, so you don't need shalshim. So there's all time, so there's no shalshim. So it's the end of the world. That's what the Rashi seems to say. The Mishnah of Pesachim talks about the mother of Beis Sudas in Erev Pesach. So Rashi writes, there is no Sudas Shlishis. Since Sudas Shlishis has to be in the afternoon, there's nothing to eat. You can't eat chametz, can't eat matzah. So you can't eat. So sure, it's all time. So you don't need the Asher Patrin. The Zohar says that Shema Yochai would say that if you can't eat shalshim, you consider learning Beisik Petayra. So that's like eating shalshim. So the Magen Avraham writes, Rabbi Shmuel Yochai did it, not eat shalshuras. That means when you can't eat shalshuras, impossible to eat shalshuras. Why is it impossible to eat shalshuras? Because there are Pesachos b'Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham writes, and there are Pesachos b'Shabbos, you have a special shim, special learning, in order to fulfill the tashlumah for shalshuras, because you're not really able to do it. So even though some of Rishonim clearly state that there is no shalshuras in our Pesachos b'Shabbos, other posts can try to finagle and try to figure out a kunz at a imkozet to try to maneuver to eat sort of shlishes even on that the unique situation of Erev Pesach Chas B'Shabbos. So some Rishonim hold that you can't eat Shalosh Shudas before Chatzos. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass like that, but some Rishonim hold you can. Some Rishonim, in Tam holds that you can eat Shalosh Shudas on Minei Tagima. It doesn't have to necessarily be bread or matzah. So again, we don't really hold that way, but some held that way, but Tam held that way. But that's why the Mishnah Berurah quotes that there are many who have almost a combination of practices. I mean, they don't want to just give up and shalosh shudas just like that, just throw in the towel and shalosh shudas. But rather, you want to try whatever kunsim and shitas, and even shitas that maybe don't really follow in the normal circumstances. We don't want to forego shalosh shudas, even that this 1 week. But therefore, we do a combination of things. We get up really, really early, and we have enough time to eat a suda shlishis for the zman etzer achilas chametz. So this year, Baruch Hashem, they changed the clock, so it's going to be a little bit later, psychologically a little bit later. But I remember when I was a kid, so they haven't changed. They didn't change the clock from the end of April back in the old days. So then it was always on standard time. So then it was very, very early. The Sol's Malchus Chametz was in the 9 o'clock range. See, I remember as a little kid getting my father of a show getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning for Daven Shachris, Daven Christer and Musaf to come home in order to eat Suda Shabbos and then to stop bench and have another Suda Shabbos. But the post came right, you have to have a little bit of a hefsek. You can't just have one suit. You can bench and then wash again 2 seconds later. That's it. Bracha, shen, tzricha. So you got to take a walk. Learn, you take a walk, I do some kind of a hefsek. So you need another 20 minutes. But I don't know how long you have, how much time you have in order to make a hefsek. Then you have to decide whether you're a grunik or a magen avraham, whether you go with the earliest man or the latest man. So you get a lot of variables in this shita. So the post can quote that. If you can, if it's possible, you should try to do that. And what the chapa rhyme. So the shlishis, according to the sheet, that we don't really pass. According to those who say, you can even chappas and shlishis before chatzos. Then we ask us eis in the afternoon, so you try to have a bit of time to consider shlishis also. So without bread, without matzah, without anything to wash on your stomach, you have midat hagimer, you have a piece of chicken, a piece of kippah or something. You're probably going to have something anyway, because you're going to be pretty hungry. Because if you're eating your Suda Shabbos at 8 o'clock in the morning, and the Seder, you're not going to sit down and eat until 11 o'clock at night, so you're going to be starving in the middle. There's a din of Avir Pesachim, Samach L'mincha Yochel Et Shedech Shech, but you're lighting a little bit before that. Samach L'mincha, the Gemara concludes, just in the Fiyam a few days ago, the Gemara concludes that means Mincha Ketana, so Mincha Gdoili, you're lighting, you have to Mincha Gdoili, you shouldn't stuff the gills. So you should have a little bit. So that, if I remember correctly, that's what we did in the previous years. So we got up very early, we had a Suda Rishonah, and then we had a Suda Shini, whatever, and we benched, and we walk, and we had our Suda Shlishes, and then we disposed of whatever Chavis had to be, still properly disposed of, whatever you can dispose of, whatever was left. And then sometime, I know you took a good nap, and then after 1-2 o'clock in the afternoon, then you sit down and you have a kosher piece of chulan, and you have a piece of chicken, you have a piece of potato cook, I don't know, it's a gefilte fish, whatever is doable to do. So that's a practice, what I just described, was kind of standard practice. I think that was what people did in Europe. That's how, when I was a kid, that was that's what everybody did. Yeah.
Is there a problem of matzah shira?
That's what we're talking about. That's exactly what we're talking about. That's the next topic. Okay. So there are some who didn't like this practice, not so much on a lot of grounds, but because it's hard. Logistically, it's very, very hard. And it means eating chametz in the house when the whole house is kosher pesach. Obviously, all the food is kosher pesach. So you're eating your challah rolls in a shoebox outside, or who knows what you're doing. So it gets just a little bit of technically, logistically, a little bit challenging. So there were some who preferred to do it a little bit different. Instead of using regular matzah, instead of using chametz, use matzah shira. What's the mile of matzah shira? Using egg matzah. So the mile is as follows, that the issur of eating matzah on Erev Pesach doesn't apply to matzah that can't be used for the Leil HaSeder. So egg matzah is matzah shira. It's baked with fruit juice. It's not baked just with water. There's actually no water at all in egg matzah. So that matzah would not be okay for the Seder. Since it's not okay for the Seder, then from a meal, there's no issur of eating it on Erev Pesach. So that would make life so much easier. First of all, it would make life easier Friday night also. You can sit down and eat like a mensch. You have to sit and eat in the street. You can sit and eat like a mensch with your egg matzah. Not chometz anyway. Then you can have your Suda in the morning. Then it becomes a little bit tricky. Then it becomes a Shaila. When is the Sov Zman Achilles Egg Matzah? When does that end exactly? So for Sfardim, do eat Egg Matzah on Pesach themselves. So for them, that would be a potentially great idea. For Ashkenazim, though, we have a custom not to eat Egg Matzahs on Pesach for a variety of reasons. Chashashas of Chometz, Chashashas of Chometz. Look, there's different sheetahs that were machmir before. So we don't eat Egg Matzah on Pesach, but we don't treat it as Chometz Gomor, because we do let it for zakenim, for chovim, for little kids, for people who are hard to digest regular matzah. We do permit them to eat egg matzahs on Pesach. We're not chashish by rabbi matzah. We leave egg matzahs in the house on Pesach. We're not so worried about it. So if that's the case, that we're not so worried about egg matzah, so then some poskim suggest that maybe on Erev Pesach we're not concerned with eating egg matzah. That chumrah, that minig Ashkenazim have not eat egg matzah on Pesach, maybe that minig only starts on Pesach itself. So that's what the Yerucha Shulchan claims. There are some gedolia poskim today, the only poskim who subscribe to that view, and others disagree with that. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem to say that's a question. I had to read the Ramah. The Ramah in one place writes one way, one place writes another way. So there are different ways of reading what the Ramah exactly meant to say. So those who are chayshish not eat egg matzah after the zman isser, so then they may still choose to do the eitzes that I said in terms of having the meal quickly, but they may substitute egg matzah for challah just because it's easier. Egg matzah you can eat on your table, you can eat on your Pesach dishes. You don't have to be so crazy about egg matzahs. Whereas a challah, you got to be so much more careful with. So there are some who will use the same eitzah that I said, they'll just substitute it for egg matzah instead of a challah. There are some who go even further and say, no, that maybe we hold like a chasholchan, that you're allowed to eat egg matzah in the afternoon. So then they'll need a suda shlish, like a mensch, like at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, with washing, like a mensch. They're not going to eat it at 6 o'clock like normal, because you're not supposed to eat samuch l'mincha in Erev Pesach, but they don't have to grab something crazy. So you can do, you don't have to grab something crazy at all. You can get up and eat the daven in a normal meeting, daven at 8 o'clock, finish and have lunch at 11 o'clock, and finish lunch by 12 o'clock, and go learn for an hour, and then have daven mincha, and then have suda shlish by 2 o'clock, you're ready to go take a good nap. So if you go to the root of egg matzah, if you believe that you're allowed to eat egg matzah in Erev Pesach, so that's a great route to go. So there are some posts, again, who are nervous about the egg matzah route in terms of eating it after the zman isser, but even those who are not going to do it, even those who are going to do the egg matzah route with the early zmanim, still, there are a couple of issues with egg matzah. So one of the issues with egg matzah is that we quoted before that Tosfos quotes the name of Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbi Misachim that any matzah that's not acceptable for the Leil HaSeder is permissible on Erev Pesach. So the Rambam doesn't seem to say that. That's number one. And number two, even if you don't accept that Rambam, the question is our egg matzah really not acceptable for the Leil HaSeder? So is it matzah shira? Not exactly. At least not according to everybody. Our egg matzahs, so the one thing they don't have in them is eggs. Our egg matzahs are apple juice matzahs. So apple juice matzahs is a big machlokes as we've shown them. Is that even matzah shira? So the Rambam happens to hold that apple juice is not matzah shira. The Rambam holds it could be yaitzel chachil with egg matzahs at the Seder. That's called lechem ani. The Rambam has a unique shita that the only matzahs that are called matzah shira are the ones that are actually the fruit juices that are mentioned in Chazal, one of them being grape juice. So if you have grape juice matzah, that's matzah shira according to the Rambam. Our apple juice matzahs are not matzah shira. So it's because of this, there are some people who are makbid, if they go down the egg matzah route, they'll only eat the grape juice egg matzahs. They're all on the market. They have apple juice egg matzahs. These take a look at the box. Some of them are maybe apple juice and flour, some of them are maybe grape juice and flour. You're probably wondering if they're made with grape juice, how come they're not purple matzahs? So the answer is they're made with white grape juice. Okay? So if you look on the box, it'll say, if it says grape juice and flour, so then those egg matzahs are really no good l'chola des for the Seder, and therefore they're a little bit more kal to eat on Erev Pesach. And though, even according to the Rambam, it's not really going to solve the problem. The Rambam personally happens to hold that you can't even eat matzah shira on Erev Pesach. So some people say, oh, I'm going to spend an extra effort to go get the grape juice matzahs to be ate to the Rambam sheet and not eat the apple juice matzahs. You're not really gaining that much because according to the Rambam proper, it's even real egg matzahs, even real grape juice matzahs, even real matzah shira are still also with the Rabbanan to eat an Erev Pesach. So the answer is you don't really pass like the Rambam in Shulchan Aruch, we pass like a bit of time. And so those who follow Rabbeinu Tam, if you buy the apple juice matzahs, if you want to go to the SSA, you buy the grape juice matzahs. Again, that's if you're worried about the Erev Pesach issue. The Erev Pesach issue was only, there are months at the end of the world. So there are some who play a game a little bit in terms of the egg matzahs. Yeah.
According to the Shita that we split the suit into two in the morning, should we be like Pores Mapa matzah? Not really Makadesh, but just like we do the same meal?
You should eat. You should eat a little bit. Take a challah roll up. You can put the fish in a salad or something. Sing a zemer. Bench. And go take a walk for a while. And then come back. You just got to dive in early. A minion has all that time to spare. Okay? It's a little military timetable in this airbase. Okay? There are other issues in terms of the egg matzah. Some posts are worried about the issue of brachas in the egg matzah. Is egg matzah possible? But just then, is it really possible? Gomor? So generally, we probably pass can. It's part of the Hilchos Brachos issue about what bracha make on pizza. Those who remember from the last first half of the year. Bottom line is, if you make a moitzi on pizza, you can make a moitzi on egg matzahs. Egg matzahs. When was the last time you were in a little nashi mood at 11, 12 o'clock at the end of the door? Ooh, we're going to nash on an egg matzah. So it's not usually nashi food. It's usually a meal kind of a food. So I think that one could probably make a moitzi on that belief shum. But so those who were chayshish not to would insist on eating like five egg matzahs at the seder. That gets a little bit complicated. So again, there are different eitzes how to go down the path of fulfilling the Shabbos on this unique year. So either you do it almost like the old style way of challah, and then try to get the two meals in at the right time, and then chapin the SSA, the Rabbeinu Tam, after the Zman, immediate Agima, or you substitute the challah for egg matzah, which just makes things logistically easier, but you just keep the same Zmanim mode, or you go down the third route by saying that we're not worried about the issue of eating egg matzah on Erev Pesach b'chlal. There's no chametz issue whatsoever, and therefore we can eat our meals, daven, eat our meals, mensch like normal. And again, as long as we don't end up too late in the afternoon to run into the mishnah about lo yoch abim sach sachmir chuyach l'manashidach. Okay, all right. So we'll hopefully mitzvah Hashem. Guys are still around next week. I think guys are still around, right? And, I imagine next week will be the last one. I don't know what's going to be the following week. I think
probably. Any question?
So, either she was over, or my wife told me she was over for me. So I think we'll just